coming up tomorrow in Marquette Township, there is an emergency services exercise that has been planned, and we have Randy Girard, the township manager, joining us. Good morning, Randy. Welcome again to the program.
Good morning, Mark and Walt. How are you doing today?
We're very good. We just want to make sure to have you join us a little bit to let folks know what's happening tomorrow morning so they're aware of it, so maybe there isn't any misunderstanding. Sometimes with these exercises, folks see what's going on. They think it's for real. So give us a rundown of what's happening tomorrow.
Well, what's happening tomorrow is a test. The county and all of the local jurisdictions have emergency operations plans in place. If folks will remember back to when the dam broke up at Silver Lake and we had the flooding going on, organizations and communities put their emergency action plans into place, basically dealing with evacuations, how you respond to it, preserving properties and buildings and things such as that. Well, what we're doing this weekend, Saturday, in fact, tomorrow morning, is testing the revised and updated systems that are in place to respond to emergencies. So what we're doing is staging a mock emergency, basically, and it's involving the Marquette Township Hall and the Lost Creek Housing Facility and the area around it. This will be a test, basically, that will involve Marquette Township, City of Marquette, Chocolate Township, Negaunee Township, the County Emergency Response. So there'll be a number of agencies that'll be involved, and starting about 8 o'clock in the morning tomorrow, you'll see emergency vehicles moving around. Basically, what's happening is they'll be staging here at the Township Hall. It is a test. People should not be concerned about it. They will not be moving with emergency lights or sirens, but they will be coming here to the Township Hall to stage, and they will start being dispatched to the emergency site, which is going to be Lost Creek, about 8:30. So what we're asking is that residents and visitors avoid that part of County Road 492 around the Township Hall and Lost Creek to allow that exercise to occur.
And really, the message being that if you see all these emergency vehicles and whatnot moving in, maybe not such a hurried pace, but in the area, that it is a test and something isn't really going on.
That's right. And if folks are monitoring their scanners and things like that, they'll hear that there's been an explosion at Lost Creek. That is the scenario involving multiple casualties and those kinds of things. But it is a test. It's a practice. It is not really happening. Now, for those travelers and motorists that have to use County Road 492 during the time frame of roughly 8 o'clock to 12:30 tomorrow morning, expect traffic delays and expect to be stopped to allow movement of the emergency vehicle. So we're asking them to avoid County Road 492 here in the area of the Township Hall in Lost Creek.
Well, we know it's important to be doing these kinds of things to make sure everybody stays on the ball and sharp, and it's just one of those things that every now and then when they do the controlled burns in some locations or whatnot, we always get some phone calls of people thinking that something serious is going on, and we just wanted to make sure that you had a moment to join us this morning to let folks know that this is going to be a test. And again, the hours are what, Randy?
The actual hours of the exercise are about 8:30 until 12:30, but they'll be moving around 8 o'clock. So you'll see movement on US 41 in particular of emergency vehicles from various entities, ambulances, police cars, fire vehicles, emergency response vehicles. Also, the Red Cross, Salvation Army will have their mobile operations will be part of this as well. MarkTran will be involved, so there'll be increased activity from MarkTran. But what we don't want to have happen, I mean, it is, we are closing on fall, and we don't want to have an Orson Welles type of situation
exactly.
For the world. So those folks listening to the scanners and things such as that, it is a practice. This is not a real event, and people should not flock to watch it.
And this will be over at the Township Hall and then the Lost Creek.
And Lost Creek. It's a very small area of the township that's involved, where you're talking basically a couple of hundred yards of roadway. But that is and it's the reason we selected that site as the test, is because it is compartmentalized, it's small, it does not impact a lot of the community.
Marquette Township Manager Randy Girard joining us this morning, giving us this update. We appreciate your time, Randy, and I hope everything goes well with the test, but hopefully it always just stays a test.
Well, and hopefully we find any flaws or issues that might be in there so we can correct them before a real one occurs.
Very good. Well, thank you, Randy, and have a good day and good luck with it tomorrow.
Thank you much, guys.